Hey guys, Megan here. Just before we get into today's episode, I wanted to share that we have our new YouTube channel. You can find the link in the description, and there's a lot of cool stuff there. One of the most recent videos we have is Top 3 Creepy Fox Calls, and that was a really, really fun one to make, so I hope you enjoy watching it. Anyway, without further ado, here's today's episode. Enjoy, it's a really fun one. Okay, bye! Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. In a lush, last dip, blah, blah, blah.
Are you sure it's not a goose?
Orca gawkers, you know.
Is that a whale, penis?
Yes! The sausage is different to the cryptid.
Hello!
Hi, 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 hi!
Hey, everyone!
What's up? How's it
going? Bonsoir.
No, that means...
Hola!
Good night.
Wait. Здравствуйте.
G'day, mate.
Yeah. This is our second attempt at recording this, so I've had a chance to try and remember three different words for hello to look clever.
I forgot to press record, alright guys? I'm not perfect. But what is perfect is this introduction.
Is this podcast.
That I'm going to hit you with now. Welcome to Cryptid Addicted, a sparky podcast about cryptozoology, the study of potentially unidentified animals such as Bigfoot and Bee-Man.
They're not potentially unidentified, definitely unidentified. 100% not recognized.
God damn it.
By science, yet.
Well, yeah. And Bee-Man is, I'm being a bit cheeky there, it's not half man, half bee, it's B-E-A-man, it's a type of Bigfoot, so... being cheeky.
I wish it was half bee, half man, or like a guy, like an evil villain who uses bees to rob banks and stuff.
Isn't there a bee man in Simpsons, like the Bumblebee?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you just imagine him like in a dark wood. suddenly gets very scary. Anyway, I'm Megan, the believer in the duo, and that's Patty, who is more of a skeptic, but we both are open-minded. And each episode we take a monster, we look at the evidence, and we make a call about whether we think it's real or bunk.
That's right. These are our main episodes, so Megan knows what cryptid we're gonna discuss. I do not. She's done all the research. I have barely showed up.
Yeah, and if you hear like
that's how they work.
If you hear like cute little whimpering noises in the background, it's not either one of us. It's Patty's new puppy. So
It might also be me. I'm really tired.
Yeah, if I lay my evidence too hard and too fast, and you're like, oh God, I can't cope.
I'm all soft.
It's all right. This is a fun one. You're gonna hate it. It might be whimpering out of hate. Anyway, we'd like to start these episodes with a little segment about an ex-cryptid. And by that we mean a thing that was once upon a time described as a cryptid. So people said they saw it, they described it, but they weren't... What am I saying? It wasn't officially identified by science. At the time, it was described as a cryptid. So we've done a few of these, such as...
I don't know. The platypus. No,
I
that was
you
a fake
hated
one.
The platypus.
Yeah, that was fake news.
Fine. We've done a few of these. But basically, I tell you about it. And then Patty guesses whether it was proven real, as in a real animal, like the okapi, or whether it was proven fake and dismissed, like the sea monk. So here we go. Today's ex-cryptid is called Trunco, and you may have heard of this one.
I have not, no.
Okay, great.
Trunco.
It was the 1st of November, 1922, in South Africa. A man by the name of Hugh Balance noticed a commotion off the coast.
That's something that we don't get anymore. Commotions. They're sort of restricted to the 1920s and 30s. Ooh, a commotion.
Oh my, a commotion. off the coast near Margate, KwaZulu-Natal. With some violent splashing that could not go unnoticed.
Good thing he noticed it then.
Exactly. Hugh grabbed his binoculars to spy
1,300 yards, or 1.2 kilometers, offshore, two orcas, or killer whales, were in a fight to the death with a huge, unidentified creature. Are we on board? Painting a picture?
Were they, like, wrecking it? Or was it, like, a... Got it from the description, was it, like, an even fight?
It looked like a slightly unbalanced fight.
in his favor.
He didn't go into description, good old Hugh, dead for many years before the internet. But it sounds like it was a fight that maybe this huge creature was losing a bit.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that like, makes you know, sense. When, orcas are fucking vicious.
Yeah. You know when they like kill like humpback whale babies and stuff? It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay. Is there... Is this all the evidence I'm being given to make my call?
No, there's a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
The blubbery beastie under attack looked like almost half polar bear. It was huge, covered in white fur, with a large, thick tail that whacked the orcas in a last-ditch attempt to escape. The battle of the beasts ensued for 3 hours, by which time a crowd of gawkers gathered on the beach to look on. Alas.
Gawkers or orcas?
Gawkers.
Humans gawking. Right,
human
okay.
gawkers to look at the orcas. Orca gawkers, you know.
Orca gawkers, yeah. All
right. Damn it, it was right there. Why didn't I get it in my beautiful written writing? Okay, written writing, really? Okay. Alas, the mysterious monster soon lost the fight and sunk out of view. On the morrow, however, much to the surprise of the beach brigade, the creature's carcass had washed ashore and was on full view in all its blubbery beauty.
Okay.
Are you a big fan of all this alliteration?
I am.
Great.
And like... rhyme, now that we've improved it slightly.
This is like some serious year 12 English essay story writing.
Look at all these techniques, miss.
I know that C's are C's. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. It was named Trunco after its distinct elephant trunk.
Huh.
The bemused beachgoers were also bewildered by its body's long snow-white fur. Snow-white is a quote from these peeps.
Hmm.
Okay, last point. Illustrations of the brave beast breathing its last were created in the years that followed, until 80 years later in 2010 when it was finally proven real or fake.
Hmm. Okay, I'm thinking, what could it be? Orcas fuck everything up. Orcas are like kings of the sea. I don't know anything that eats an orca. I don't really know anything that can like go toe to toe with an orca. Or like, maybe it's a polar bear. That's what I'm thinking. Because it's long white fur, looked a bit like a bear. You said. Had an elephant trunk. They don't have that, but they got big long snouts. I feel like if there was... Either it's polar bear and the descriptions are inaccurate, or I think it's fake. Can I submit that as my answer?
Either you think it's a polar bear, or you
and
think
and the descriptions
it's fake.
Were shitty. Like, the orca gawkers were exaggerating, or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, not writing it down correctly.
Can you choose one? Because one of those answers is right, but I one of them is wrong. So I want to get my like comeuppance in if I can either like point my finger at you and be like, haha, dummy. I don't know. That's
right. Is it a polar bear? Is it a polar bear?
Wrong. It's fake. Okay, here we go. You idiot.
You dumb dumb.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a picture.
How do they know it's fake?
I'll tell you. So let me send you some pictures. So this was one of the illustrations that was drawn before it was proven to be fake. It shows, oh, for those who are listening, we have these pictures on our Facebook page, Cryptid Addicted on Facebook, and you can like click along with us and have a look because we talk about certain things. So this is, but if you...
Oh, come now. If you'd sent me this beforehand, I could have told you that it was nonsense.
That's why I didn't send it to you.
You told me it was bear-like. This is a huge furry whale.
That was the with description like a scorpion at the tail. Time. At the time, that was the description. It's like a whale. Yeah, for those who can't see the picture, it's like two orcas eating and biting at a whale with long white fur and, yeah, an elephant trunk. It's obviously bullshit.
Wait, so how did they... What happened in 2010?
Cool.
So they were just proven false.
Yeah. So in 2010, photographs of the original Trunco surfaced. And then it became like super obvious to anyone who saw the photos that this was actually just a giant heap of blubber and like flesh. So there's like, it's pretty obvious like that the fur is like strings of fat it's obviously been a whale, basically. It's whale fat. And the trunk like appendage, was like completely make-believe, and it was just like a long piece of flesh. I hate to use the word flesh again. but it was really cool. So let me show you the original photo, which has a guy standing next to the flesh. I don't know if he's like poking it or what he's doing, but yeah, it's known as a globster these days.
Oh god, yuck. Oh, it is gross. Oh, I can see how they got that out of it.
Yeah.
But
I just like how this whole like mythos just like erupted around it and like people fell in love with Trunco.
It's Trunco, the lovable furry whale.
Yeah.
Whereas it's actually like a... So is it, how does it get like this? It's like a half-dissolved whale carcass. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's just been like shredded with... it's like a huge chunk of blubber, like huge, like the size of a bus. And then like when the teeth of a predator's like bite and strip it, it like the hard gelatin, like the gelatinous blubbery stuff gets eaten, but the harder flesh and skin stays behind. So it makes these like white streaks of skin and flesh and stuff.
Wow.
But yeah, so Trunco is one of the most famous globsters of all time. What Trunco exactly was originally will never be known, but it certainly was a rotting hunk of whale flesh in some description, feasted so vigorously on by orcas that it gave the meat life for over 3 hours by the onlookers. Trunco is somewhat of a pop culture icon in the world of cryptozoology. Some people enjoy the cute and obscure nature of it, drawing many hypotheticals of what it originally would have looked like, which I will share with you because it's really cute. And it's like makes me wish I could draw.
Aww.
One swimming next to a mermaid.
I like the baby Trunco.
So cute.
I'm kind of sad they don't exist.
But... I know, me too. And so are some other people. So there's like this like underground subset of cryptozoology of people who refuse to believe the evidence and just believe for the sake of believing. And there is definitely a whole group of people who just adamantly believe that Trunco is real, Trunco exists, and still...
Trunco's out there somewhere.
...report sightings of Trunco to this day. and I love this, and this is going to make you giggle so hard, because they often put photographs to this day of alleged Trunco sightings. And do you want to guess what they're posting photos of? It's a real animal in the ocean, which
dugongs?
Looks like a trunk. What?
Dugongs?
No, it looks like a trunk. Shall I just send it to you?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you'll recognize it off the bat. So there's a photo again on Facebook. Graphic warning slightly. Here's the original Trunco description and the photographs of proof.
Oh god, is that a whale penis?
Yes. So when whales mate, they sometimes miss, and so they're like usually at the surface, and sometimes they'll just like wave their wang around and people are like
it's Trunco. Like,
it's so gross, it's so huge. And then people are like, that must be the trunk of Trunco, because it's obviously not suntanned. It's very white. So people are like snapping pics. And I like watched so many not documentaries, that's giving it too much credit. I watched so many like little snippets on YouTube of like people are like, Trunco still exists. Here's proof of this sea monster and this sea monster. I'm like, that is a whale dick. Stop showing me whale dicks. Oh God, guys! If you're into for some whale dicks, I mean,
hit me up. I got a hard drive full.
That's on your search history forever now. It's definitely on mine.
oh wow, Trunco.
Yeah, which so, Trunco is a fun one. cool. So moving into the chunky meaty part of the episode. Before we do, we'd just like to quickly talk about our Patreon. So if you like our channel, you like us, you like what we do, it's wonderful for all those people who support us. And we want to say thank you to those people who support us by giving some extra stuff. So we do mini podcast episodes. I do questions, which is where I pick a question about cryptozoology. Sometimes Patreons write in, give us a question to think about. And I do a little mini record for Patreons only. So today we have one up there. Well, there's many up there. But one that's just been released is How Big is Bigfoot's Foot? Which is really fun one. And if you're a data nerd at all, you'll love this one. There's also heaps of like conference content up there from other cryptozoologists. It's a fun little community and we're making some bigger changes in the future. So if you want to be part of it, the link is in the description of your podcast playing app, whatever you're listening to right now. It'll be a link right there. But it's patreon.com/cryptoaddicted. And yeah, you can have all that stuff for $1 a month. And we'd love to see you there. It's lovely just to like hang out with the community as well and get to know you guys. So yeah, join us if you want to.
What a bargain. $1 a month.
One buckaroo. Yeah. Okay, so today's crypto.
Is that AUD?
No, USD.
US, ooh. Ooh. Steep. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so today is cryptid is called the Cumberland Dragon.
Oh, as in Cumberland sausage.
I have no what? What's the Cumberland sausage?
It's a famous kind of sausage. Cumberland sausages. They're like my favorite.
Do they come from Tennessee in America?
I don't know. Let me look it up. I thought they came from England. Okay. Let me look.
Then
Cumberland
no.
sausage. No, Cumberland, England.
Okay. Different.
Okay.
The sausage is different to the cryptid.
Okay.
Oh, but this is a really cool one. So I know we're just speaking of Patreon and I hate to harp on about it, but this was a Patreon voted cryptid. So again, as one of the things you get as part of the Patreon, you get to vote on cryptids of upcoming episodes. So this is the first one where it was voted. And this one, actually, no, this is not the first one. There's been other ones that have been voted. Whatever. This has been voted in. And so there you go, guys.
Cumberland Dragon. Okay.
Yeah. So what is it? This is a huge scaled classic dragon.
Oh, no fucking around. Like breathe fire, has wings.
Yes. you fucking got it. it's mostly black brown. The beast occasionally is described as having yellow rings on its skin. On the top of its head is like a large sort of tuft of white that looks almost like a crown. But it's more like hard and jaggedy and obviously part of its body. It stands bipedally occasionally, and when it does, it's around 4 foot high. So not very...
Oh, it's little.
It's not very tall. Kind of the same size as an orang pendek, you would say.
Another bipedal creature, yeah.
Yeah. And its feet are distinctly like that of a goose.
Oh, this is... very weird sounding and not that much like a dragon.
No.
It was black with yellow rings, a white tuft of fur on its head, and goose feet.
I don't think it's fur on its head. I think it's like scaly.
Oh,
things.
White scales, was it?
Yeah, but like standing up, like a tuft of white scales, I think. It's hard.
Okay.
Like a kind of like a thorny, what's the thorny lizards we have in Australia? Thorny devils.
Thorny devils. Yeah, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So the feet that are like gooses? What's the plural of goose?
Geese.
That was dumb. Okay, so they like geese feet, and it leads to the nickname of this cryptid called Goosefoot. So cute.
This is bizarre.
It has two powerful legs, giant wings on its back, and one of its most fearsome attributes are piercing red eyes. You know, classic.
Oh, also like a goose. Geese have piercing red eyes.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not a goose?
I'm coming around to the goose
theory. It's black. A black goose, maybe, with like some sort of disease. No.
White
no,
tuft on its head. That's just its fur. Its feathers, I mean. Whatever. So there's not. This is actually like, I don't know, those who have been a long-term listener of the podcast know that we like to do lesser-known cryptids, cryptids that don't get much love. This is a cryptid that doesn't get much love. There's not much on it on the interwebs. And to be honest, there's only one good illustration of what it looks like. And I say good because the artist has hella cool skills. And the artist for reference is Kristen Puckett. But her drawing actually doesn't exactly match that description I've just given. So I'll send it to you now. This looks more like a lizard, a funky lizard.
Also, it's like more like a Komodo dragon than like a knights in shining armor and damsels and castles kind of dragon.
Well, that's the thing. Every description I've read, it's more, you know, knights in shining armor, dragons.
Oh, wow.
But this actual drawing makes it more, I suppose, earthly, more in this realm of reality.
Right.
But definitely the stories you're going to hear are, yes, what's the Game of Thrones-esque dragon?
It looks like a tadpole a little bit, like a big old tadpole. Nice.
It looks like maybe the middle ground of Metamorphosis when they start to be a bit frog-like with their back legs.
Yeah.
But he has no front legs.
He's written in the top left, never stops growing.
I think she took some liberties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so it gets its name, the Cumberland Dragon, from its place of residence, which is the Cumberland Mountains in the United States. This mountain range is actually part of the southeastern section of the Appalachian Mountains for all those Fallout fans amongst us. I don't know if you know this, the Appalachian Mountains are like where the Fallout 76 series is taking place.
Oh, I did not know that. But I do know of them. So.
Yeah. Good. And they feature cryptids, but no Cumberland Dragon as yet is in Fallout 76. So Todd Howard, if you're listening, I've got your next DLC.
Get on it.
I will be there. And then last and very important point, the highest peak in the Appalachian Mountains is called High Knob. Because I'm nothing if not thorough. Okay, cool. Side note. Why have I got a side note here? Oh, yeah, this is great. This is ridiculous. Ready for a ridiculous story. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, there's not a whole heap of stuff on the Cumberland Dragon. So I was like, well, maybe there's other dragon encounters in the Appalachian Mountains or like nearby areas that aren't being called the Cumberland Dragon. They're just being called like, I saw a dragon, and like some normal guy is like, I don't know, I just saw a dragon. I didn't,
you know,
and then, like,
as you do, just dragon sightings. Okay.
You know, you're just a casual Wednesday afternoon dragon Googling. That's fine. We each have our own hobbies. And then, so I found this whole TV show called Mountain Monsters. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. So they had an episode and it was like, man in Appalachia gets his house attacked by a dragon. And I was like, amazing. I'm here for this.
Perfect.
I got my popcorn. I got my tea. And I was like, yes, this is my night. Turns out Mountain Monsters is like a bunch of hillbillies. Can I say that? Is that offensive?
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's a bunch of hillbillies going cryptid hunting. And I was like, okay. And they were calling it the fire dragon. They were like, oh, we're out here looking for the fire dragon. And I was like, okay, great. I'm on board. Fire dragon, Cumberland dragon, same shit. They even like gave a description and had like a little animation of the thing that they were looking for. And it looked kind of similar. I'll show you a picture. I've got a picture of one of the hillbillies and one of and the dragon thing that they are looking for. Yeah, have a look at this. That's it on the left.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, in case you didn't know them apart.
It's absolutely a hillbilly. Oh, yeah, I'm aware the thing on the left is not the hillbilly. That's the lizard.
The man with the really floppy hat and the massive beard and the gaze that says he's half. Okay, I'm stopping now. All right. Anyway, so I watched this whole batshit insane TV show.
Just this one episode. Okay.
And then afterwards I was like, this seems skeptical, because they were like, it's like they've got it on video sunning itself, and they were like playing the video, and I was like, that is dodgy as fuck. And then I did like the tiniest bit of research afterwards, and it turns out Mountain Monsters is absolute fake trash. Beautiful gold fakery. It's apparently meant to be a piss take. It's meant to be like so fake,
right,
like that it's funny. Like, yeah, it's meant to be about the characters, and you know, like Operation Repo, like just totally made up. And then it turns out the fire dragon isn't even a real cryptid. I couldn't even find information about the fire dragon. So anyway, that's like a whole hour of my life I'm never giving back.
All right, so is the answer there are no sightings?
No, there is a sighting. There is a sighting. But first, folklore. I just want people to know that I've gone deep and dark into the internet to try and find information about this. I read all my books. None of them talk about the Cumberland dragon.
Okay. I've looked under every stone. All right. Good effort.
I would take this folklore with a ginormous shot of salt, with your tequila shot, because it is like very obscure. But the folklore information I have is that the Cherokee people of this area in the Appalachian Mountain region have reported that a creature inhabits this part of the mountain, which they believe has a breath that can kill the man if he does not instantly immerse himself in water. That's the quote. If he does not instantly immerse himself in water, the breath of this creature kills a man. I assume that means with fire.
It sounds that way. I think that's reasonable. Wait, can I ask, when was that 1776 or whatever the date was? What's that?
So this is the sighting. So we're coming to that now. So the first and only reported sighting of this monster is December 4th, 1794. Okay. It may shock you to know that there is, just the one sighting.
From like 300 years ago.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm wrong. And also this artist is wrong. So the sighting actually took place in February of 1794, and it was reported in newspapers September 23rd, 1794. That was in the Gazette of Hampshire, Maine, and it was reported again in December 4th, 1794, by the Caledonian Mercury, another newspaper. So the sighting itself actually happened in February of that year.
Okay. Still, and, like, 230 years ago or something.
Yes.
Yes.
So the headline says, "Curious Animal," and it goes on. And I'm going to read it to you right now.
Thank you. Very generous.
In February... Blah, I fucked it already. First one. February. In February last, a detachment of mounted infantry commanded by Captain John Beard penetrated 15 miles into the Cumberland Mountain.
That's a great name for a captain.
John Beard.
It is I, John Beard.
He just needs a triple barreled name like you like so much, right?
Yeah. Ev, he was always permanently shaved. Always clean shaven. Yeah.
On Cove Creek, Ensign, it's a name, Ensign McDonald, and another man, in advance of the party as spies, discovered a creature about 3 steps in front of them. It had only 2 legs. It stood almost upright, covered with scales of a black brown. A head as big as a 2-pound stone and large eyes of a fiery red. It stood about 3 minutes in a daring posture, orders being given. Now this is a little bit rude. Orders being given not to fire a gun except at the Indians, which is not cool.
Not cool, John.
Not cool, John. Or Ensign. Mr. McDonald advanced and struck at it with his sword, when it jumped at least 8 feet and lit on the same spot of ground, sending forth a red kind of matter from its mouth, resembling blood, and then retreated into a laurel thicket, turning round often as if it intended to fight. The tracks resembled that of a goose, but larger. And then for reference...
It sounds like a lizard. Like a spitting lizard of some kind.
Well, it says... he stabbed at it, and then it had some blood coming from its mouth. So maybe not spitting. Maybe bleeding lizard.
Maybe...
So the little bit of quote-unquote Cherokee folklore that I quoted earlier comes from this one article. The same writing happens in both of the papers. So I did my research where I could. Cove Creek is absolutely a real place in Tennessee. It's like a 35-minute walk from Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
But that is all the information that I have on this cryptid.
All right.
Yes.
This is interesting. It's like an ancient cryptid. I mean, not ancient.
Only like a couple of thousand
it's
years.
Still, it's like from... When was... Hang on, let me just Google. When was the United States formed? 1776.
Oh, wow.
And this was 1796.
So this is like 1974, yeah.
Oh, 94. Okay. So this is like 18 years after America was formed. This is old. This is an old cryptid.
Ye old.
That's cool. I wonder if the Cherokee people still have stories about it.
Well, if they do, they're not online and they're not in books that I can see. I blame the dodgy ground in which this cryptid lays.
Yeah.
I have my own theories here. But before we go into proposed explanations, I have 2 last things. The first thing is on September 12th of every year, the Cumberland River Compact happens in Nashville, Tennessee, where they see dragon boat racing, which is very cool. So they obviously, they like want to talk about this heritage of the Cumberland dragon a little bit. So it's not like completely forgotten.
Wait, hang on. Dragon boat racing's the thing everywhere, though.
Yeah, but they've... Oh. Is it?
Dragon boat racing is like a global thing. It's just a name.
So it's not named after the Cumberland dragon. It just happens to be in Cumberland and happens to be dragon boat racing.
Yes. unless they've like painted the Cumberland dragon on their boats, then that's just a coincidence.
I'm going to be honest with you. The dragon that's in their advertising looks very Chinese New Year in its nature.
Yeah. That's, that'd be it.
That's embarrassing. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, cut dear. It. No, I'll keep it.
All right.
Okay, well, the last thing I have is kind of undermined by my stupidity, but I was trying to sound smart. Here we go. A quote from Albert Einstein. The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science.
You did lose its sting a bit after the dragon thing.
Cool. proposed explanations. Okay, here we go. Hit me with your best shot. What do you think of the Cumberland dragon?
I reckon there could be a big black lizard. I don't know what it would be, though. I don't know anything about the animals in that area. Are there lizards in the Appalachian Trail that are big and black and bleed when you stab them?
Let's have a look. I have no idea. Lizards of Appalachia. Okay, well, there's skinks. Something called a race runner. Very small. 4 to 5 inches. Mm. Ooh, it's a long boy. The eastern slender glass lizard. 22 to 46 inches. I mean, it's pretty small.
Let me have a look. Biggest lizard to live in America. The Gila Monster. Where's that? No, that's around Arizona. That's not right.
There's something called the Eastern Fence Lizard that looks kind of like it. Let me send you a picture. It's only 4 to 7.25 inches.
Oh.
Maybe this guy was exaggerating.
It was a gecko. Let's be real. I think that's just a little lizard.
This was the war, right? Weren't everyone trying to get out of going to the... Wait, was this the war? No, this wasn't the war. Ignore me.
There's a thing called the Gila Monster, which looks big enough, but it's not in the right place of America. G-I-L-A.
Oh, interesting. It's black and has orange stripes.
Yeah, it looks...
And it's venomous. So...
Mm.
And they say Australia is dangerous. We don't have these crazy fucking lizard things.
Yeah. All right, I'm saying it's probably bullshit then.
Yeah, me too. I think that old McDonald, who possibly had a farm or not, made it up. He's talking about, like, this other man who just happens to be there and, like, does nothing the whole encounter and remains unmentioned. Just, like, I don't believe there was another man. I don't believe this guy saw anything. I think it's just, like... trying to make himself sound big and rough and tumble, like, oh, sure, dragon, yeah, stabbed it, yeah. No, you didn't. Sit down, Gary. I think it's absolute bullshit as well, but a really, really fun one.
I would be if there are any Cherokee listeners, and I'm aware that the odds are slim that's the case, but if there are, would be very keen to know if the tale has stuck around for the last 220 years.
And whether that this is actually accurate, that there was a mythos around this back in the day, or whether this is just people making up stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. It would be cool if there was a big lizard, but I love dragons. I love Komodo dragons. I love that there are things that have the title dragon.
Mm. Yes.
There should be more.
I'll find a dragon with more sightings next time. How about that?
No, thank you.
Not next episode. Next time we do a dragon.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening in. If you have different thoughts, please do let us know. You can contact us. What's the best place to contact us?
Oh, you can send us an email at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook. We're pretty active there, cryptidaddicted. We have an Instagram, cryptid_addicted, and also, of course, Patreon. And all these links can be found in your description. If you're lazy like me and Patty, you can just scroll down and click the thing that makes you go to the thing instead of typing in words, which is hard.
Oh, God. Groan. Yes.
So, yeah, come say hi. We also have a website, which has got heaps of juicy content. That's cryptidaddicted.com.
Yeah, and if you're in England, Megan roams around occasionally and has met fans in the past, including at conferences and things.
That's true.
And if you're elsewhere, she might fly to you and, you know, just poke around in your country, be a nuisance.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to hit up Montenegro. They have a puppy cryptid. I'm not joking. They have literally have puppy cryptid in Montenegro. But obviously lockout pending.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Wait, in what way is the puppy cryptid not just a puppy?
It's like a wild dog species, basically. But it's like puppy-like. It's small and petite and cute.
Oh.
And I'm going to find it and claim it and call it Megan Lupin. And then I'm going to have one. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, that's on the agenda. And also, yeah, like Patty said, there's a conference coming up in October as well. So Sunday, October 11th, called Bigfoot, Cryptids and the Unexplained. That is in the UK. It's in Leyland, which is south of Manchester. And I'm doing a talk on how to hunt monsters. So that's going to be a blast. And yes, the more fans, the better. Let's take over the conference.
Yes.
Let's have a party. But yeah, it's a one day thing, I think, and lots of cool stuff happening. So yeah, hopefully see you there.
Megan have her own like fan tent with a little following and like a trailer. Doof, 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 doof. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so
much. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.